It's KM Radio Without the Rules. That's Emma Donovan and the Putbacks. That is called My Goodness. Shankar Mahadevan before that. And as I told you, this is a full show. We're here live at Murphy's and Cutton. We've got Deb and Nick from Food for People. We did just get a donation from a really nice guy. And, I have to turn this down. That's distracting. His name was Ralph, I believe. Was it? Yeah. And he came in, and he just walked in, dropped the check, said some nice things, walked out. It's like, that was awesome. Then he came back, said more nice things. So anyway, thank you to that kind gentleman. And just thanks to everybody who's come by. So our first guest for today is Carolyn. Carolyn, how are you?
Good, thank you.
You are a soccer mom.
I am. That's in a truest form.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How do you wear that badge?
I drive a Subaru. And it has a Thule on top.
Okay, can I ask about the music in your Subaru?
Everything from Raffi.
Oh,
to
no.
Alice in Chains, to horrible top 40 that my child wants to play. My oldest child wants
They're going
to
go through that, and that's fine.
It's miserable.
No, it's not.
Yes,
you did
yes,
it.
Yes.
Don't you have fond memories of the junk you listened to when
yes.
you were 11?
Prince, yes.
Again, we know now history is on your side. All right. So that's kind of funny that you're all right. Let's just put that aside because
official soccer mother.
You are an official soccer mom, and you have a couple of kids?
I have two.
One of whom plays on an excellent soccer team.
Correct. Caleb.
Caleb, and this is the Mad River United Elite.
Yes, it's a U13 boys team it's based out of Arcata, but the boys are from everywhere from Eureka to Freshwater to Fieldbrook to Trinidad.
Okay.
And in between.
Now, you guys are looking at a very cool opportunity, but I want to ask about Mad River United. That's a Manchester United reference?
It is not.
No?
No.
Can it be? Is it too late?
Sure. Yes, absolutely. Those diehard fans who, sorry to all the Man U fans out there, who follow lots of leagues are not most often Man U fans. Tends
okay.
to be part-time soccer players that like them.
And Man U fans, it's like Yankees fans. it's like rooting for Microsoft.
Exactly.
You know.
They're bound to win.
So Mad River United Elite is about to go to, well, you have been invited to play in Spain.
Yes. The boys have been doing incredible. They're, you know, this is a rural group of kids. We don't have a lot of people to pick from around here. They're playing big city teams with hundreds of kids that try out. We've taken all the kids that are local that just came and filled up. And these kids have been beating teams from Portland, San Francisco, Reno, Sacramento, up and down the state.
Right.
They won the Vineyard Coast section last year, took first place, which is, again, from Oregon down to the Bay Area. They walked out as the champs, entered the state cup. And they have also been now connected through one of our players who went to live in Madrid last year to a FC Concepcion. And those boys came out here last summer and lived and stayed with us and played.
Seriously?
Yes.
Spanish soccer team came out to Humboldt just to hang out and play.
Yes. And we thought we were going to get schooled by them. And in fact, our kids were equally talented.
Well, they come out here to study with the best.
Exactly.
But now you are going to do them the favor
yes.
of going out there this time and showing them the sweet moves.
Yes, because the kids did so good, the coach was quite impressed with them. He invited them to come stay and play with their football squad out in Madrid, and it since morphed into a chance to enter two international tournaments as well. And the teams that were registered for that last year included Nigeria, France, Portugal, all over Europe and Africa. So the kids would have an amazing opportunity.
That sounds awesome. I want to go. When you were a kid, did you ever take any like long, you know, trips, like, you know, eighth grade trip to D.C., that sort of thing?
I had hippie parents, so I actually traveled via a VW van to every state in the United States by van.
Did they beg? How do they make money?
My dad worked at a college, and my mom was a stay-at-home parent.
Okay, but then you were following the dead?
Like, no, they were quite the opposite. They were the van drivers.
Really?
Yes.
This is interesting. All right. By the way, as a soccer mom, like
yes.
at the level that you appear to be operating, by the way, I've been doing this show for a very long time. Nobody has ever handed me my own show prep. Like, you brought a sheet here with bullet points. Nobody has done this. You are at a very high level of type A personality.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I heard cats voluntarily all year round.
Do you really?
So, yes. They're called the Mad River United Elite.
Well, when we're done, can I show you a picture of Billy Corgan holding cats?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
So, you already saw that photo. It's great. It is fantastic. All right, so there is a benefit coming up to benefit Mad River United Elite. They're going to Madrid, Spain. That'll be a game changer for those kids.
Yes, huge opportunity. A lot of these kids, so a handful of these kids could write checks and go in a hot second, but the boys are a diehard brotherhood at this point after all these years and the thousands of miles they've gone together. And they're committed. They're going as a team or they're not going at all. So a number of the kids come from very low-income families, and so we need this money to help get those kids there.
How is this not a Disney movie?
I don't know.
Okay, so they're going to Madrid. Here, this is the best part, is to raise money for this. Parents, you know, parents be desperate to go out and have fun, right?
Yes.
And there's these all ages shows. They're so rare. And you guys are going to do one. Two bands, Homebrew, Saturday night. Who are the bands?
La Patina is a headliner, and the Double J's are playing before them.
And you're saying that kids are welcome at this?
Kids are welcome from 7 to 10. Adults can stay longer.
Kids are going to want to be in bed by 10. Actually,
correct.
No, they're not.
Depends on which kids they are.
That's true. They're going to want to play Candy Crush all night and chat on, what are they on, Snapchat? I don't know. So the event, again, it's $7 at the door. What's in the raffle?
Lots of various prizes. Haliashi, Tomo, Natural Selection, Brio, lots of great local stuff. The big thing is Lagunitas is actually one of our hugest sponsors, and they're 1,000% behind us. And so one of the things that someone can win is 5 cases of Lagunitas beer, a VIP tour for 10, and tons of swag, sweatshirts, T-shirts, cups, all kinds of stuff.
That, I can't. Okay. How much are raffle tickets?
Raffle tickets are $2 a piece. You can buy them at the event. There'll also be a live auction and silent auction going simultaneously.
Fun. Who's the auctioneer?
I think you're speaking to her.
Oh, you're going to crush it.
We'll see.
Have you been? I bet you've been practicing.
Of course.
Of course you have.
Yes.
How type A are you?
Not very.
What are you talking about? Look at this show prep that you did for me. Look at this.
It's the busy soccer mom. You got to get it done or it doesn't happen.
Do you have a cassette player in your Subaru? I just have to ask.
I don't.
You seem like a type.
I don't.
No?
No.
Discman?
No.
You just have the plug.
I had to
the
think
aux
though,
plug
right?
In. You just plug your iPhone into that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Allison Chains to Raffy, huh?
Yes.
What are the kids like when they're not listening to Top 40?
Well, I have a 2-year-old and a 12-year-old, so that is a very difficult question because they don't like the same thing.
Try a Tornado Rider.
Okay.
You ever listen to that?
No.
It's like this guy, Juilliard-trained cellist who lost his mind and plays like pop rock. He wears his cello like a guitar and plays it through a Marshall amp.
Nice.
Yeah. It's great. So try a song called I'm a Falcon.
Excellent. We'll do.
Well, Carolyn, so again, Mad River United, they want to go to Madrid. They want to go as a team or they don't want to go at all. The fundraiser is just charming as hell. So this is going to be Homebrews Saturday night, 7 p.m. Kids are welcome until 10, 7 at the door, and, you know, live auction and music and fun times.
Yes, and I want to give a shout to Homebrews for donating that venue to us. 100% of those proceeds are
going
to go to
they
us.
Donated?
And they donated the venue to us for no cost.
Nice. They're good people.
They are.
People be good, right?
They're soccer lovers, yes.
Well, that's not really a thing. What was that riot that a bunch of fans got killed at in, like, 93? Do you remember that?
There's been a number of riots across the – actually, yeah. There's a guy from Colombia who was shot, goalkeeper, because he let a ball go through. It can be serious.
It's a serious game.
It is.
All right. Well, Carolyn, this is delightful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We will continue to plug this. It's KM Radio. We're live at